You know the drill. The podcast mature. Fuck it.
Okay, here on Podzilla 1985 After Dark, we were just discussing the worst white man voice ever, and that goes to Dave Chappelle.
Absolutely.
Absolutely Dave Chappelle from The Chappelle Show. Oh my God. Jesse. Oh.
When the radio networks find out what that song means.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
My God, what have we done?
And of course, with that, welcome to the show. Shannon Young here, Jesse Kimball at the end, Lindsay Wolfgang to my right, Mandy Kennedy, a.k.a. Little Fitty.
Yeah, what's up?
There on my left. And we're all exhausted, I think.
Yes.
Are we all pretty exhausted tonight?
I'm pretty good.
I'm exhausted, so I might be real stupid, more so than usual.
Oh, damn it. You stole it from me. I was going to be like, well, what's different? Woman brain.
I mean, I haven't been able to speak correctly for the past 2 days.
You haven't been able to speak correctly for the last 12 years.
Yeah, but it's been worse.
I'm pretty good.
You look good.
I'm good. I had a good meeting with Brian and Amanda about CCW stuff. So.
Oh, really?
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm good.
We can't talk about that here. We'll have to talk about that on Thursday. Shit. It is Thursday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
There you go.
During PWU. Yeah.
We know
PWU.
Day well.
We know is to what?
Jesse, how about you? How are you doing?
I'm still recovering from Tuesday, oddly enough. You'd think I'd be good by now, but I'm just not yet.
Oh, no, no. When I work those Friday 10 to 12 hour shifts.
Yeah.
No, days later, I'm like, I think I can move now.
No, Lindsay, Lindsay.
It probably wouldn't be so bad.
The fuck is happening?
Because she's laughing now. Because she's done so many of them now.
I have worked 4 days straight, a 12 hour shift and 3 11 hour shifts.
But Dalton has Dalton gets up really early.
But see, and I think
let me talk to you about Dalton real quick.
Before you go there, okay. I just want to finish my thought.
Please do, because it's going
to
get
rough. I didn't mean
here.
To interrupt you with my joke.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I feel normally I would be fine by now, but I also have been in the process of moving, including packing and unpacking.
So you have physical labor added on top.
Yep. Because I mean, normally, like if I work here like during the week, that's a 10 to 11 hour day, depending.
Yeah.
Just because that's my normal thing.
This place is really like a rest period for you in a way.
A little bit.
Because it's the least stressful thing you do in the day, usually.
Yes, that would be accurate.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could just come here, I can knock out my shift real quick, earn some cash.
Take a nap.
I don't ever do that.
I want to take a nap.
Naps are good.
But anyway.
Please go on. Don't let the women interrupt you.
No, I mean, I that was it.
That came out wrong. That came out.
For the whole unpacking thing. I think it'd be all right. But yeah, with, you know, waking up at 4 a.m. on Tuesday and that was following unpacking and packing. And then that night, unpacking. Last night, unpacking.
Are you finally moved into your new place?
I have already lost what order you were doing things right. in. I just hear packing, packing, packing.
Unpacking.
I'm still with you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I am, like, all of my stuff is there. It's just not completely unpacked yet because I haven't had a day to do that yet. Like, I had to, obviously I had the election stuff, so I unpacked for a couple of hours on Tuesday
Because you're
night.
A big fan of elections.
Oh, yeah, that's
why.
Sure am.
That's the only reason
that
why.
That is the only reason why.
For legal reasons.
No, my boss knows I do this. It's mm-hmm. fine. Anyway, so either way, that was Tuesday. Then I had to work at, you know, here at the store last night. And then tonight I did some unpacking, but we always have our Thursday days where, yeah. You know, company comes over and hangs
right.
out.
Right.
Can confirm.
Mandy was there.
She was. She always is.
Was she coloring?
She was not.
She's currently coloring Wonder Woman
I
pictures.
I also got new shoes today.
And she got
in the
new
mail,
shoes.
And they're amazing.
In the mail?
Yeah.
You know, they have shoe stores.
I did. I actually bought a pair of Vans High Top at Journeys, and then they didn't have the actual Vans I wanted, so I went on their website and ordered the other pair of Vans. Go Vans.
Ooh.
Oddly enough, I also have new shoes, but they're not. Here's what happened. Before I get to Dalton, because I want to talk about Dalton
sorry
here in a
for
second.
Cheating on you, Lindsay.
No, you're fine.
Vans is my jam.
That's fine. I don't sell Vans.
So... yesterday, or maybe it was the day before yesterday, my shoes are sitting at the end of the coffee table we have in my apartment. You know the one, right in front of the couch.
Yeah.
Bob has a glass of water that is twice the size, tall-wise, length, height.
Oh, no.
Of a normal glass. This thing is like, it's like this. I'm giving the show to these guys.
So you got like the 64-ounce, like, styrofoam cup height.
Yes, but it's a glass.
Is that blue one that I can't fit in the dishwasher?
Yes.
Okay.
So
why does he have that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it like a vase?
It looks like a vase.
That he has decided to convert into a cup.
It's not quite a vase.
So he knocks over the glass as he gets up.
Oh, no.
And he told me that's twice he's done it now with the same glass 2 days in a row. I was like, then get a shorter glass. You clearly can't be trusted. The water goes in my shoes and soaks my shoes.
To be fair, your shoes need to be thrown in the trash.
No, I like those shoes. I like those shoes.
The sole is coming off of your shoes.
The sole is coming off of me. You don't throw me in the trash.
You said you didn't have a sole a long time ago. Oh.
I wear shoes till the very end.
Thank you.
I got you.
Thank
you. I have a pair of Toms in my toes.
I mean, I do too, but I'll admit when they're done.
The day I stop wearing my shoes is when my toes go through them and I can see my feet.
From the sounds of it, we all have different definition of when the shoes are done.
Yeah, because I can. Yeah, my toes come out and I don't care. they're blue and orange, to be fair.
I can't confirm. I have seen those.
I can't get rid of them unless someone else buys me a new pair of blue and orange Toms.
But I think, if
you want to buy Mandy a new pair of shoes, please support patreon.com/podzilla.
That's not where that money goes.
Not.
I'm sorry.
But they're not, because they'll be like, she just said she got two new pairs, but those were Vans and not Tom's, people. There's a difference. You know, Jesse, you go.
But see, her shoes, I've seen those shoes. They just have a straight up hole in them. I think what you were talking about is when the top of the shoe actually separates from the bottom of the shoe.
That's what's happening.
And at that point, my mom always said that, my shoes talked when I walked.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do with them after that.
Yeah. That's when I have decided it's gone too far. And I even go beyond what is actually acceptable into that sometimes.
Yeah. At that point, you're a menace to society.
Depends on how comfortable the shoe is.
Well, I like my shoes, and I wanted to wear them, but then we were going somewhere, so I'm like, okay, I'll put my sandals on, even though I didn't want to. So I go to our little shoe closet, and I see a pair of Converses. And I was like, Bob, I'm going to wear your Converses. So I put the shoes on, and he's like, those aren't mine. I'm like, are they mine?
He's like, yes.
I was like, I guess. I don't remember buying these shoes ever.
You bought them when you still worked at Shoe Carnival.
They're like practically brand new. So I'm like, cool, I got new shoes. Yeah, I'm wearing them right now. Just black Converses. Just boring black Converses.
Nice.
So they're just like the canvas Converses?
No, they're like the winter ones. So
yeah,
it's more
okay.
Of like the leather.
They're nice. They're not bad. They're black and boring, just like me. Wait. half of it.
Something about that ain't right.
All right, so Dalton Anthony. Can we talk about Dalton Anthony for a second?
Do we have to?
I didn't start this.
What have I missed in the 4 days that I have lived in my cave and done nothing but work, eat, and sleep?
Let me just say this about him real quick. He is one of my best friends, and I love him to death, and he is an amazing guy. So moving on. That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. He's a really good... We give him a lot of shit on the show, and I
honestly thought it was going somewhere else.
Oh, I did too.
No,
that's why
no,
I was like, I didn't do it.
It's, you know, we spend so much time talking about how awful he is, I wanted to mention how great he is. Because he's a good friend, he's always there for me, and, you know, it's not bad to every once in a while say, hey, you're a good person, and I really enjoy... that you're my friend.
I hope that everyone realizes that we do like Dalton, and that's why he keeps being on
the
show.
We love Dalton to death.
Yeah, he's just so much fun to pick on at the same time.
He really is. Yeah. And it's one of those things that even Trevor Camp, whenever he first met him, he was like, oh, okay. Because he actually asked me, whenever Trevor and I first started, you know, talking again, and not like we were ever not friends or anything, we just didn't talk. He asked me straight up, was like, so why are you guys so mean to Dalton on the podcast? I'm like, I just have to see him. and literally, like, 2 weeks later, Trevor came into the store and Dalton was here. Trevor told Dalton to stand up. And he's like, oh, no, I get it.
I mean, he really does inspire being picked on, but it's completely from a place of brotherly love or sisterly love in your girl's cases, I guess. But, yeah, that's all. I just want to say what a great person he is.
Yeah, great guy.
I have no ulterior motives here or anything. I'm not doing the jerky motion with my hand. They can attest to that.
Can't confirm.
That was legitimate from the heart. Okay.
It's my line.
But excuse you?
So I thought the biggest thing we were going to talk about tonight was whitewashing, because I really wanted to talk about that. But then I checked my phone.
With Ghost in the Shell?
Yeah, no. Well, yes, mostly Death Note.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Death Note.
But then I checked my phone. Did you know we bombed Syria tonight?
Yeah,
what?
We just found that out.
Why?
It was about the chemical warfare
that happened a little while ago.
Like three days ago, 80-plus people dead, 25 of which children.
As I said, I've been living in a cave for the past 4 days.
You're
going
to be glad you didn't look through this gallery, because I
was
through
depressing.
It.
I wouldn't have looked through the gallery.
Well, you know me.
I know.
I do this to myself.
You
to
do
keep
dumb
myself
things.
Grounded. What? Yeah. Dumb. You want to know what's happening in the world, but when you see a pile, literally a pile of dead children with their eyes open,
when I saw the guy with you. When I saw the father holding his dead child, that was when I quit. I'm like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah,
I don't want to cry at work.
That's not okay.
That's gonna happen.
And then what happened? President Trump immediately blamed Obama.
Yep,
of
said it was the Obama administration that was so lax on these people, and everyone immediately called him to task for it and said, no, like you can't. We're tired of you blaming everybody for everything. Something needs to be done. Well, apparently Trump did something today.
Launched 50 cruise missiles
from a warship.
Yeah, launched 50 cruise missiles. At a Syrian airfield.
Yep. Hit a military base plus a runway plus a couple of other things.
Yep.
So, you know, I can't say that I disagree completely with this course of action. Something needs to be done. Like, dead children.
No, yeah.
Dead children is one of those things that's a thing. I've seen people torn in half. I've seen people beheaded. In my journalistic career, I've seen the worst of the worst. Not in person. Don't want to sound like I'm over in the covering the war or anything. The worst thing I've seen in person was like when Louis used to sit here.
You enjoy your live leaks.
I don't enjoy live leak, for God's sake.
Okay, I didn't mean it in that sense.
Thank you.
That live leak wreck I sent you today?
That
was
bad.
That was bad. I was like, oh, he got hit. Oh, he got hit again. Well, he's done.
Where did the car go?
Oh. I also forgot to plug in my laptop, so I'll be right back. Jesse, you talk about things.
All right. We were talking about the Syrian thing. I do agree that something needed to be done. I really wish that we would have, I don't know, made some more efforts towards helping Syrian refugees or
Something positive, not something negative.
Well, it's seriously in his lap now. He has no choice but to do something. Everyone in the world, even though it's not our fight, everyone's looking at Trump going, okay, motor mouth, do something. Trump said he wanted more wars.
I'm surprised he didn't tweet a poll. Should we do this or should we not? Which will you guys like me more for?
He was watching Fox News to see what they thought he should do.
Yeah, well, we need to replace his Fox News with Fraggle Rock and see what happens.
Fraggle Rock News. Donald Trump tweeted out today how much he loves playing. Why are we the ones laughing? You're supposed to be stupid and delirious.
I didn't find it funny. I'm sorry.
It was a Fraggle Rock joke.
No, it didn't go well. The whole point of Fraggle Rock was it was made to teach children how to get along with each other and hopefully promote world peace.
I want to promote my own porn from Little Fitty Productions, and it's called Fragile Cock.
Hey.
That's taken.
Damn it. Anyway, yeah, so there's that. And then also today, the Republicans triggered the nuclear option. Which is going to put Gorsuch? I can never pronounce his name right. I always feel like I get it wrong.
I think it's Gorsuch.
But that means he's going to be in because they've altered it where now they don't need 60 votes to put him in. They only need 51, which they have enough. This will change the landscape of everything forever. I mean, it's different. It's over now. Politics are over. Trump ruined it. Trump ruined everything.
What a surprise.
Also today, Steve Bannon was removed from the
NSA.
Yeah.
Not the NSA. The
National
Security Council.
Yeah.
NSC. NSA is something very different.
So, my God, there are so many things happening like in the real world that it makes me go, there's a topic for tonight, but I didn't plan on talking about any of it. She didn't even know Trump was elected yet.
Oh, I knew that much. I just try to ignore it as much as possible.
You've done a terrible job.
I know.
Stop living with me.
Well, you're the one that keeps me not from being completely in the dark and be like, oh, Pokemon.
Yeah, but you're so much happier then.
I know.
Everybody is.
I like fiction so much better than reality.
I mean, Trump is basically bad fan fiction.
Maybe the Attack
no.
on Titan.
No.
Trump is like what a 7-year-old thinks a president should be like.
No.
Because he also dreams of grabbing him by the pussy.
No.
And that's another thing.
That's just guy talk, Lindsay. That's how me and Jesse talk to each other.
No, it's not.
Yeah. When you guys aren't around, we're just like, man, no.
I mean, you talk about that when I'm around anyways.
That's actually the only time that comes up. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
But anyway.
Ethan needs to put his headphones on. Oh, they're on.
Okay. That was actually something else.
I want him to hear this pussy talk.
That was something else, like, with Trump defending Bill O'Reilly.
Like, oh shit, that was the other thing. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly is in trouble for some sexual harassment.
Yeah. He's settled 5 lawsuits in the past few years for $13 million total to 5 different women for different sexual harassment things. And who came to his aid but Donald Trump, who said, I didn't think he did anything wrong.
He's a good guy.
Of course you don't.
He's a good guy.
You piece of garbage. Is that the guy you want on your team?
Obviously. Jesus.
I hate Bill O'Reilly.
And you have to know that Bill O'Reilly, when he heard that Trump was coming to his side, he's like, oh, damn it, Donnie. No. No.
Over 21 advertisers have pulled out from the O'Reilly Factor. The only one that's left is his biggest one. And you know who it is? It's not like, it's not shocking. It's just odd. Mm-hmm. You know those gold sellers that you see on TV, send your gold and, yeah. and those yeah. people? It's them. And they're also the biggest, ad revenue that Fox gets, apparently, is from them.
I mean, I believe it. Hmm. Lots of, like, it makes a whole, like, the more I think about it, the more sense it makes. Like, what demographic do you have watching Fox News?
Old people. Old white people. Yep. Rich old white people.
And what do old white people have sitting around?
Cats.
I like cats.
They've got a lot of jewelry.
They've got jewelry
just, you know, hanging out, sitting around, yeah. like that they haven't used in years, and they may not even know what it's worth. So they just send it in, and they get
any amount's
by
good.
Those people.
Yeah. God. So there's all the things we could talk about, and we're going to choose not to.
Well, I mean, we talked about them. We can move past.
We talked a little bit about them, but any one of those four things.
Could be a show.
Could be a whole show. Yeah. Oh, back in the old days, we bring somebody on, give him a dumbass nickname like Mr. Blue, and we talk about serious topics.
Oh, Mr. Blue.
Mr. Blue, where are you?
He's really only good with the police talks. And
well,
even then.
I wouldn't even say that.
Oh.
Anyway, I love him. I love Mr. Blue.
He was fine.
Who is this man? You guessed it.
Rebecca!
Frank Stallone. Not quite.
You said, oh, who is this man?
The group chat's going to be really, really happy about the Frank Stallone.
You know what? I think Hunter's the only other one, maybe Cody, but I remember seeing that joke live on SNL when I was a kid. And I was like, who is Frank Stallone? I didn't know Sly had a brother. All right. Do we have Mandy's movies in a bowl yet that we can pick one out?
No, I completely forgot to do that.
Shit. All right.
All right. Hold on. How about this? We'll.
Yeah. Austin.
I got an idea.
Random Jesus generator. Christ, Austin.
Too many.
You assaulted.
And then he completely diluted the pool by throwing in some terrible movies like Hostel.
Which I've seen. So
I'm not
going to
lie. I forgot about this.
Someone also
It's only been a week and I completely forgot.
Someone put Shazam in.
That's not a horror movie.
Well, all right. I'll take it.
No.
No.
Doesn't count. Mandy did watch Grave Encounters last week.
Yeah.
Did you like that one?
It's all right.
That's not the answer he wanted to hear.
But what does that mean?
I don't know. I guess it wasn't bad, but just because it's like a documentary, you know, so I just feel like, I don't know. I don't like the way those are filmed like that.
You don't like found footage movies.
See, I like
right,
because
I'm like, oh, there's probably just somebody that knocked that table over, so it's not real. Like,
so you think in actual horror films that are filmed normally, it's real monsters that are over there knocking them over?
No, but this is supposed to be like a documentary. It's supposed to be like real. So like, it just doesn't, it didn't appeal to me very much.
I get what you're saying, but the way you're saying it is just making me laugh a little. All right.
That doesn't really make sense, but.
Here, I'm going to read off the movies that. Maybe we'll do the drawing tonight, maybe. But here's the movies that have been suggested. Half of them are Austin Lane.
Yeah.
Who's the
best. We're going to fight,
Austin. The best of the best at suggesting movies. Dalton Anthony said The Descent. That's a pretty good one.
Did we watch that one?
I've never seen the first one. I've seen the second one, oddly enough. It's the one where they're in the girls are in the cave and there are monsters. The monsters
where
look like
dark
the orcs from Lord
most
of the Rings.
Of it.
Yeah, it's a cave.
Ooh, it's probably one of those ones it's probably one of those ones we watched and I fell asleep after.
Wait, what did you do?
I just counted up the number of comments, took out the joke ones like Shazam.
He just picked a number.
And then I went to a random number generator and created a number.
Before you say yes, here's what we're going to do. Here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to read off the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mandy, you're going to get the option to, pick again to forego Jesse's choice before he tells you what it is. And to take your chances with a second movie instead.
So
and
do then, you take your prize or do you pick door number two and well, get
you,
the donkey
like
and a lifetime supply
like
of soup?
Do not wink at her. Do not smile. Poker face.
Let's be fair. There's not a single one of those movies that you would have liked.
Shazam.
Shazam ain't on the list.
If I've already seen it, though, it's getting taken
off.
Yeah,
no, I took off. Yeah, I took off the doubles. I took off the joke ones like Shazam and... No, there's a couple of other
ones. Because I know like The Ring was on there and I've seen that.
All right,
and I've seen Hostel.
I'm going to name these off. And okay, you, if you've seen it, you say I've seen that one, okay? Dalton said The Descent. Austin Lane, let's just go over his picks in a row.
Is he allowed to do more than one?
No.
That just seems unfair.
I banned him by now.
He's the best of the best.
It doesn't matter. It's unfair.
From pillar to post and rope to rope, he's the best of the best.
Yeah, well, I'm freaking tired, so nah.
So confirming Lindsey Wolfgang versus Austin Lane at the next pay-per-view?
I already told him in my comment I was wrestling. You want me and you take Austin?
Double team?
Boom.
Him and his wife, Nikki Lane. Oh, you don't want to mess with Nikki.
Oh, no, fuck her. No.
It's handicap because Austin's always hurting himself.
No, I say handicap match because, you know, 2-on-1.
No, Nikki's my favorite lane because she has not suggested movies. So
Austin's the best of the best. Anyway, Austin said.
Because he has Nikki.
The Exorcist.
I've seen the Emily Rose one.
That's that. Yeah, if you're gonna get one, get The Exorcist because it's a good movie, but it's boring as shit.
Yeah, it's disgusting at certain points. But
there's a. No, I'm not gonna tell you in case you get the movie. It. The original It with Tim Curry goofing.
It's Tim Curry though.
It's also really long,
super long.
That's still also the reason why I don't like clowns.
Evil Dead. That was me. The new Evil Dead, because the old Evil Dead is good. But it's also real 70s and really badly acted. God.
You're not wrong. But
Bruce
the sequels
Campbell.
Are great.
The sequels are good. Evil Dead 2 is amazing. Army of Darkness is really fun.
Yes.
But that's when it gets funny.
Yeah.
You know, want the
actual completely
horror.
Stops taking itself seriously after the first one.
Austin, back to Austin. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
Ring. You've seen that one. Yes. So that one's out. The Grudge. I like that one a lot.
I don't think I have.
The Grudge is really good.
Can go either go English or Japanese. And it's
I prefer the American one because it's got Buffy. So you know you've got a vampire slayer on site to handle the monsters.
I forgot she was in that movie.
Alien. Also really good, but also really slow.
Well, yeah.
I would say Aliens.
I'd say Aliens. Well, Aliens isn't scary, though.
It's not.
If you're going that route, Event Horizon.
No one has said Event Horizon. Lindsay, are you putting Event? Well, it's too late.
I thought I don't count because I'm here.
That's true. The Shining.
Why did you put one down?
I did it earlier. This was a while back.
Oh, she can't
but
do it now.
We said,
okay.
We said.
I have lived in a box for the past 4 days. I don't know what's going on.
Vote casting ended at 7. Yeah, so you're past the point. Austin said you're going to hate him.
Yep.
I just wanted to point that out because you do hate him, right?
Oh, I can confirm right now. That.
Okay, very good. Kevin, Big Kev, the power that be, says The Strangers.
I've never seen that one.
I've never seen either, actually.
I think that's the one I tried to explain to you.
It's the one with the girl from Lord of the Rings.
It's the Home Invasion, isn't it?
What's her name?
Yeah. I think that's
Liv Tyler. It's the one with Liv Tyler.
When I was saying, like, we were all on the couch and the doorbell rang when the movie rang.
Yeah.
I think that's
Were they wearing, like, weird masks?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because I just have no... Because we've talked about that one before. I just have no interest in it because I have no interest in, like, Home Invasion movies.
Right.
To me, they're not, like...
They're not scary.
Because,
I mean, it would be scary if it happened in real life, but...
Absolutely.
But, you know...
But watching it, like, I don't know. For me, when it comes to a horror movie, like, I am all about, like, paranormal stuff.
Yes, and monsters, something you can't see normally.
Yep.
Zane Laney, who's a new like on our Podzilla 1985 page, and thank you, Zane, for liking us. We appreciate it.
We got 2 new likes
during
this process.
We did.
My friend Ashley is the other one.
Godzilla 1998, and I think that was a joke, but I'm honestly not sure because that is a monster movie.
It is.
So, but I think we're going to disqualify that one.
I've never seen it.
And he said,
"That's some bullshit."
Well, he followed
it's
up
not
with
a scary movie.
He said, "Seriously, the Blair Witch Project."
No,
I can't. That makes me nauseous.
I love the first Blair Witch Project. It's amazing. And then Godzilla 1985, quote unquote. It's Tanner. It's Tanner. Tanner said the new one wasn't bad. The new one wasn't bad. Actually, me and him and Allie, I want to say, saw it in theater together.
And I saw it with you.
Was that me, you, and Allie?
I think so. No, it wasn't
was
me,
Tanner
you, and
there
Allie. It was me, you, and other people. Because we saw it. Like, I want to say there were more than just even the four of us.
I know Allie was there.
I know. I had no interest in that movie.
She had no interest
in it. Yeah, we had a small group of people going.
Josh Enfield from the Press Start to Join Show.
Yeah.
Up in our neighboring Canada. Yeah, we love those guys. They're great. Please go check out their podcast because it's wonderful.
Hopefully they'll let us in their home whenever we become refugees from
when
US.
Trump finally listens to some of these episodes. He said Babadook is great.
Mm-hmm. We talked about that one.
We did. That and It
I
Follows.
I think you had me watch
we
the trailer.
We watched the trailer,
for Babadook,
yeah.
Right?
Yes. And Babadook and It Follows were two that we suggested last week.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are good picks right there.
And then there are two we almost went with and ended up not.
J.R. Davis, you son of a bitch.
Yep.
He said Serbian film.
You
disqualified
said no.
that one too.
Good, because that no. No, J.R., if you're being serious and you've actually seen that
I thought
movie.
He said, just kidding, don't really.
Just kidding.
Didn't he?
No, he said a Serbian film, but don't actually do that.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And then Chelsea said, do not do that, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That movie's effed. Dustin Goodwin said Evil Dead 2. That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Pennon said, or Drew Girardi, whatever you want to call him, Resident Evil. And I think he was joking, but again, Stop. Resident Evil is a horror movie. So
yeah, I counted it. I almost didn't, but I counted it.
Shane Morris said Castle Freak. I've actually seen that movie.
I haven't.
It's a weird 80s movie.
Never.
And I'm pretty sure the music was done by Tangerine Dream, but I'm not positive. I'm not positive.
I think you just like saying Tangerine Dream.
It's a good band. That's the opening music tonight. No, it's porn music. It's all right, so in case you guys don't realize this, I'm dead serious. Every intro for Podzilla 1985 After Dark, I scour YouTube for actual music from real porn.
Did this start once we did the little 50 productions?
No, before that? Since he switched it to AD.
Lindsay can confirm that I sit on my computer.
I mean, that's what he was doing whenever he watched Grave Encounters.
Yeah, like, yeah, I was looking for
porn music. That's how deep I go. Mike Branham said The Shining. Again, I think Austin suggested that too. So you might want to disqualify that one too.
Yeah, like I said, I disqualify the doubles.
It is a boring movie. I don't know why everyone says it's so good. Like, it's got that one part where the blood comes down.
Oh, that
it's
part.
Got, here's Johnny.
Yeah.
And it's got
Come play with us.
And that's it. And then it's a 4 hour, I think it's 12 hours long. I think the actual run.
If you want to watch The Shining, just go watch The Simpsons spoof.
It's much better.
It really is. But I think legitimately it's like 2.5 hours
no.
long.
If The Shining wins,
no,
we get the
Simpsons do not count. Audra Novak, I respect her opinion on horror films, by the way.
Yes.
She said The Conjuring, Sinister, and Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh,
that's the one you're going to want to go for.
All fantastic movies.
Well, except Sinister. I stand by. I hate that movie.
I thought it was all right.
Maybe I need to watch it again. Maybe. Ali Abear says Paranormal Activity, the first one.
But I've seen
News
it.
Fest.
Says you. I like that movie.
I fell asleep
in the theater. I have never fallen asleep in the theater prior to that in my life.
There was a lot of sleeping, but I still loved it.
Podzilla 1985 did respond with Green is not a creative color. Mandy Cenas, this is qualified. Stephen Bright said The Thing. That's a good pick there.
That is a good pick.
That's The Thing when they're in the Arctic and they don't know who's the monster.
Oh, yes. I like that one.
There's a part in that movie where this guy's head literally pulls off his own body, grows spider legs, and runs away.
It's so cool.
And it's all practical effects.
It's awesome. Mm,
no
it's
CG.
Not disgusting or anything. It's just cool.
The fuck it's not disgusting. That is a fucking disgusting film.
Well, the movie as a whole is disgusting.
Yeah, that's actually one that
Steven... I mean, the whole dog?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
The dog's head splits open like a flower, and then it shoots tentacles out.
Yeah, it's real weird.
God,
but,
I don't
yeah,
that.
Steven actually watched that movie the first time recently because Audra has been making him watch a bunch of horror films.
Good. Good on Audra.
He needs to.
Bully for her. Mike Branham's back with Cabin in the Woods. It's another
I
good
like
one
that one too.
Yes. But Mandy's seen that one.
Joshua Dave Reyes? I am not going to pronounce that name right. That is a new like on our page too. Thank you. Also said The Thing, the John Carpenter version, which I'm assuming is what Steven also meant. The confusion is because the sequel that was actually the prequel was also just called The Thing. So it gets a little confusing. Mandy Kennedy says, I hate all of you. Thank you, Mandy. Paul Spencer said, Get Out. Well, yes, I agree. I would love to see that movie too, but unfortunately that one's still in theaters. Mm-hmm. And we ain't Lee Montgomery in the Boom Boom Room. We don't get them for free.
Not paying to see this shit.
Paul Spencer also said It Follows. So that's very good. Jesus Christ, Branham. Birdemic Shock and Terror. You disqualified that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Birdemic. The
movie is awful.
1408. That's legitimate.
Yep.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Speaking of Lee Montgomery, he said The Human Centipede.
No!
To be fair, I've heard that movie is not only not disgusting, it's boring. There's one part at the end where someone feeds another person, if you know what I mean.
That's still disgusting. Just the whole...
Yeah, no, everything about that is gross. Like, and apparently all the sequels are just awful. So, yeah, no, I was like, no, I have no interest in watching this movie. So I disqualified that one, too.
Thank you.
Here is a recent pick or a like on Podzilla from about 2 months ago. We love this guy, and I always mispronounce his name. Juan Antonio Laureano Resto. Damn, son. Says Insidious. That's a good movie. That's a good movie. Ashley Connor. This is your Ashley?
Yes.
All right. Do you still like her? Because she said the Saw movies.
Yeah.
No.
I still love her, but I've seen a lot of those. I just don't like them. They're not scary. They're just really, really nasty.
She also said The Ring, but you said you've seen The Ring, right?
Yes.
All right, and then Austin Lane once more with Hostel.
And I disqualified
that. But Jesse
that
vetoed
one.
It.
Yeah, I vetoed that one hard.
Suck it.
And then there's a whole...
Just, I hate that movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was advertised as this hard, like, super scary movie.
I've never
and
seen
it's
it.
It's slasher porn.
Yeah, it's not even slasher porn. It starts out like, it is torture porn preceded by regular porn. Like, the first half of the movie is them having fun throughout Europe, like, just... Titties everywhere.
Titties with T's or D's?
D's.
Oh, shit. I love me a good titty flick.
Like that's the first half of the movie. The first half of the movie is porn, and then the second half of the movie is torture porn. And it's bad. It's just not. No.
Yeah, like I like a good gory film, but only I like monster gore.
I don't do gore.
Like I can
do like zombie gore, and that's about it.
I don't like zombie gore is not bad, but like a werewolf ripping someone in half.
Okay,
awesome.
I can deal with that.
That's fun. Cutting a girl's throat and watching her like bleed to death.
No,
not fun.
Or like there's two scenes in Hostel that really got to me. There's one part where dude straight up cuts a guy's Achilles tendons.
I saw that part
and tells him he's free to go. So the guy stands up. And then he tries to walk.
Floppy, no.
And he falls on his face because that's what happens when you cut the Achilles tendon.
That's why I don't.
Yeah.
They're not scary. They're just really, really nasty.
Disturbing.
Like, I can watch someone.
I can't do torture.
Like, I can, like, watch you get beat up or whatever or slash. But, like, in Saw, like, when they're, like, have to rip a bone or some shit, that's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if anybody hasn't seen this movie, basically the premise is there's this group of people in Europe that abduct people. And then sell them to really, really rich people to torture and kill.
For fun.
For fun. Like, they pay, they pay
it's
them.
It's called human trafficking.
Yeah, but
which one's
worse?
It
is effectively human trafficking, but it's just, to a different extent. Because, they pay thousands of dollars to come in and do, like, they can order specific types of people. They can order specifically an Asian person or a white person, whatever they want. And, they can just torture them. And, one of them is an Asian girl that kind of makes it towards the end of the movie. And this is the other one that got me because they kind of burn her eye out.
Yes.
And instead of her eye, like, doing what actual eyes do, it kind of drooped, like part of her eye drooped out of her face. And when they've escaped from the complex and they're running through public and he's like, we can't have that thing just hanging out there. So he cuts the eyeball off. And then she, like, just this yellow, like pus looking gunk starts flowing out of her face.
Mm.
Yeah. And no, when I saw that, I was
so
like,
she lived.
I think so.
Hey,
no,
good for her.
No, she didn't. Oh. She saw a picture, or she saw a reflection of herself and jumped in front of a train.
Oh.
True story.
Yep.
I mean, that's what eye patches are for, baby.
Yeah, cause the rest of her, as far as I remember, she wasn't too messed up. But yeah, she saw like the eye hole and then she was like, oh God.
Was her body banging?
Eh. All
oh.
Right.
Oh. Oh my. All right. So those were the choices presented to Mandy and Jesse already has one.
Yep.
And he said, I believe as he picked it, oh, Mandy. So now was he faking? Was he, is he trying to throw you off?
No, because he probably didn't know about I get a second chance.
Or did I?
No.
I may have messaged Jesse before the show.
Yeah, right.
Do not put it past us.
Seriously.
We have been looking forward to this for a week.
We really
have. I completely
have.
Forgot about it.
You, yeah. So
I've
Mandy,
been busy.
Mandy, the choice is yours. Do you want to go with Jesse's or do you want to draw again? You get one do-over.
I mean, we're going to have to, like, go through all of them anyways, right?
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
No, you have
I
to watch one.
I just figured you guys were going to make
me
watch
I had fun watching it last week.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good time. And if you want to watch more horror films, like, please. But you have to watch at least this one.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, the more you watch, the less you get jaded to it.
You get desensitized.
Is it a boring one?
You can't ask questions.
Can I know? If it's a boring one, I'm not going to want to sit through it.
I don't think.
Can I ask questions?
No, you can't ask questions.
I don't need to know scary, and I just need to know if it's gonna be boring, and I'm gonna be bored while
there
watching
was only.
It. I feel like that's legit.
There's only one.
There's
boring.
Only one boring.
The
or there's there were
the
two
Shining
boring ones.
Really, the only boring. And people will say those are classic. They're honestly, they're in that list of like 1,000 movies you should see before you die.
Yeah. You had
thing anyways.
Okay.
You had worse than a 1 in 15 shot of getting a boring one.
Well,
so
just fuck it. We'll go with it. It's fine. Just fuck it.
Going with the one I picked?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good choice, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
Son of a bitch! God damn it.
Did it really randomly pick that one?
It did. It's a good movie.
It really is. It's so good.
No, it's not scary at all.
No. Not even a little bit.
It's like, a comedy.
It's bloody, but it's not scary.
It's
like,
so
towards
good.
The end, it gets a little bit, like for a minute.
I mean, like I said, it's bloody. The dudes die. But...
It's a really enjoyable
reasons.
Movie.
It's a very enjoyable movie. So you really did get off scot-free. Who suggested Tucker and Dale vs. Evil?
Audra.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought hers were scarier than that.
She had Sinister, Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, and The Conjuring, I think was the other one she suggested.
Damn it, Audra.
If people aren't satisfied, we can do something else.
Jesse,
next
pick
time.
One more. I'm curious.
All right.
We're going to double down.
All right.
And I will provide the popcorn for the second film.
Okay.
And also the first film. I'm just going to buy the popcorn. It's like $2 for 50.
All right. Since this one's not scary, we can pick what our next one will be.
It's really not, because it's very funny. It's a funny. I would feel like the audience is robbed, honestly.
My reaction?
Yeah.
Are you just going to like take pictures of me during this or something so they can see me in
Well,
fear?
Not that one. Because all you're going to do is laugh at how great Alan Tudyk is.
Mm-hmm. Evil Dead remake.
Yes! That
you know
one
what?
I was hoping for.
I feel like that's a decent even out, though.
It really is. The question is, which one do you want to watch first?
We'll do the scary one first, and then you can reward yourself with Tucker
that's
and Dale.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
That's what I'm telling you.
That's my recommendation. Yeah, but see, Tucker and Dale came first, which I went with.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm giving you the recommendation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like me when he makes me watch something scary, and I'm like, okay, now I need like 4 episodes of Pokemon.
Yeah, that's Lindsay's process, is watch the scary thing first, then do something happy.
So we're going to have to do this when there's plenty of time.
We need
to
find I Am a
back.
Ghost and show them that.
It's on Shudder.
Because it was so good.
Tell them the story of that night. After Grave Encounters.
After? After. My apartment? Oh, my God. Let's start from the walk to your apartment to Shannon's apartment. We, like, come out, and it sounds like a tornado siren is going off. I'm like, oh, this is a great start.
Well, it was
as
a really windy night.
Yeah, and then we see there's, like, lights and sirens of cops and stuff before
That's
we get to your
Cape.
Apartment.
Yeah.
Then,
well, yeah, but not this part of Cape, usually.
Okay, so then we watch this movie, and I make it through, kind of speed walk to our car, and I look in my back seat when I get in there and turn the light on and we're good. Solid. So I go home and there's like this giant, like, I want to say it's a grill, but it's like a tower like smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Was knocked down. Why? I don't know. It's never been knocked down because it's ginormous. So I make it up my flight of stairs and I open my apartment and my fucking lights are on. And I'm like, are you shitting me, electric company? Because the electric people had to come to change something in my water heater when I wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I immediately don't even step into my apartment. I just call Jesse and I'm like, of all the fucking days, my ass is watching a scary movie. My lights are on in my apartment and you're on the phone with me till I fucking scope this shit out. It is not okay.
She went from zero to F real quick.
That is not okay. That is not, of all the days, for shit to line up like that.
That's, that reminds me of when I watched, did you ever see Darkness Falls?
Yes.
Yeah. Darkness Falls with the Tooth Fairy and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I watched that with Vina in theater and she cried during the movie. The next day we were at college and the lights went out because of a storm. The lights went out and it was pitch darkness and she started crying again. And she hugs me and I'm just laughing my ass off because I'm sadistic.
Did I ever tell you about my friend, Deanna? And Paranormal Activity?
No.
All right. So she managed to go to the Paranormal Activity, like one of the limited releases they had at Werenberg.
Yeah, yeah. When the movie first came out in theaters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we drove. Where did we drive to see it?
Carbondale.
We went to Carbondale.
And I fell asleep. Yeah. I took a nap.
Yeah.
Long, long nap.
Draw your little worthless mon.
To be fair,
not be mean to Bulbasaur. He is adorable.
Nah, he's trying his best.
Dalton oh, that's be Venusaur.
Happy. Dalton's happy right now.
Uh-huh.
Is Bulbasaur missing a foot?
No. It's behind him.
Bulbasaur got a peg leg.
Not gonna make
Please don't
difference.
Make me laugh while I'm outlining.
All right, so.
That Bulbasaur is blessed. He's got 5 legs. You know what I mean?
All right, so my friend D.
D.
So. she saw this movie in theaters. And she didn't sleep for 3 days. Like, she lived in the dorms, and she had a roommate and everything. She just could not sleep because the movie freaked her out so much. Because that's actually, like, she believes in demons. Like, she didn't believe in ghosts, but she absolutely believed in demons. So, yeah, no, she was just completely freaked out for days.
How do you believe in demons but not ghosts? Is she religious?
Yeah. No, okay. that was back, she was one of my fellow leaders in Ignite back when I did that. And yeah, that's exactly how. Like, if you're religious, frequently you would believe in ghosts, or not, you wouldn't believe in ghosts, but demons very much would be real.
Ghosts are a stretch. Tanner just messaged me and asked if we drew a movie. Yes, Tanner, we did. And we got 2 of them because the first one was goddamn motherfucking bullshit. Audra.
Hey, he didn't disqualify it though.
Well, it's because it is it's a good movie. It's a good movie. Speaking of movies, can I ask you something real quick? You too, because I don't want your opinion. Who do you like better as a director?
I know what he's going to ask now.
Quentin Tarantino.
I don't care.
Or Robert Rodriguez.
Well, first off, I can't place Rodriguez unless you tell me some titles.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Sin City.
Desperado.
That whole trilogy.
Yeah, El Mariachi.
Then I'm going to have to go with him.
And then Tarantino.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Inglourious Basterds.
I haven't watched any of them.
Django Unchained.
I watched Django.
Django is awesome.
A lot of people would say Django pretty much wins it right there, but. I liked
Reservoir Dogs, I think.
This started in group chat.
It's also really good.
Yeah. I don't know why it started in group chat. I don't remember how we got on the topic of Tarantino versus Rodriguez.
We were talking about Tarantino, cause we were just talking about movies. I don't remember why it came up exactly, but yeah, we were talking about, I think Hunter just happened to say that, Django was his favorite Tarantino movie.
Oh no, I think it's, didn't I do a Pulp Fiction quote?
Maybe.
Yeah, cause I did the, when you pulled upside, outside, did you see, storage.
Yeah.
And then it kind of spiraled out from there. And I was assuming that somebody was going to join me on my side of saying Robert Rodriguez is my, not better. I don't mean to say better. I don't mean to say that he's the better director. Just whose films do you enjoy more?
I've enjoyed more of his films. Because I haven't watched half of the
Tarantino
films.
Of course you've never seen From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, it's so good.
It really is.
Desperado is one of my
favorite movies.
Have you ever seen Desperado?
Really good movie.
It's Antonio Banderas and he carries the guitar case full of guns.
No. All you have to hear is Antonio
Banderas.
This was
Antonio Banderas when he was young.
I remember hearing about it.
This was
I've
the sexiest sex you'll ever sex.
Well,
he's too sexy. And it's also young Danny Trejo. Well, young, he's still like 70.
Danny Trejo has looked 70 since he was 17.
Right?
I mean, he doesn't look as rough.
No, he doesn't. His face doesn't look like a leather suitcase at this point.
he still looks like he's gonna fuck you up.
I had Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, I forgot Buscemi was in it.
Steve Buscemi. Buscemi.
Like, I've never heard you say Buscemi before.
I don't think I've ever said Buscemi
before.
That was
weird.
but yeah, it's really, 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 really good. And then on Tarantino's side, you have Pulp Fiction.
Still
you have a bunch of
watched.
Classics.
Yeah.
You watched Kill Bill, didn't you? Because we watched it together.
I know, but I didn't care for it.
I didn't really
it was
care
that
for it
same
either.
Thing. It was that whole hype. Oh, it's Kill Bill. I don't care.
Yeah, I never saw it.
It's one of those things, like, Robert Rodriguez probably has more movies that I like than Tarantino does, but that's just because of sheer volume. Like, Rodriguez has done so many movies.
And he's just tipped the scale everywhere. From, he did Spy Kids.
The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
All the way to From Dusk Till Dawn. The Faculty, which is one of my favorite horror films.
And Sin City.
Sin City.
Oh my God, I love that movie.
Robert Rodriguez.
Sin City is cool.
Yeah.
Do you feel that Robert Rodriguez is more diverse as a director?
Probably.
Tarantino's films all feel very similar.
Yeah, he has a real niche. And that really just kind of culminated in Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
Which
I haven't seen yet.
Oh my God, it was such a disappointing movie.
That's what Hunter said too.
Like, cause it's one of those things, it's...
And Django was so good.
Django was an Inglourious Bastards.
I have not seen that one.
Oh
I need
my
to.
God. Yeah, I have it on Blu-ray. We can make this happen.
I've seen like the middle part and the very end. I've seen the ending.
Yeah, because Inglourious Bastards is probably my favorite Tarantino movie.
Mine
is just so good.
I've always been a fan of Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction is an incredible film too.
Yeah, that was the first Tarantino. Actually, no, I saw Reservoir Dogs first, but I like Pulp Fiction. Yeah,
cause, back when Krista lived here, like her and I were hanging out a whole lot for a while. And she had never seen any Tarantino movies. So I was trying to get her to watch several of them.
Mm.
Pulp Fiction, I got her to, like, she actually watched that one all the way through and friggin' loved it. There for a little while, my text tone, whenever I sent her a text message, was, English motherfucker, do you speak it? Which,
yeah, if you've never seen Pulp Fiction, you at least know, like,
yeah.
the quotes.
Like, I know
yeah,
quotes,
especially the Sam
it.
Jackson
yeah.
quotes. But yeah,
quotes
no, she,
and a few clips.
She had to change it because at one point she was in a very public place where it was really bad for that text tone to play. And so she was just there.
Was it
this...
a place they don't speak English, motherfucker?
but I tried to get her to watch Django. She fell asleep during Django.
Oh, I like
that's a
Django.
Really long movie.
It's a long
it is a really
it is long,
long movie.
But...
Well, if you thought that was long, wait till you see Hateful Eight.
Oh, God.
It's 8 hours of hate. Hate.
The problem with Hateful Eight, it's just, if you have never seen a Tarantino movie before in your life, Hateful Eight is probably not bad. And honestly, it's not a bad movie. Like,
it has Kurt Russell.
It does.
In a Western.
And Sam Jackson.
And Walter Goggins. I like Walter Goggins.
Yeah. It's really not a bad movie. And like I said, if it's your first Tarantino film, it's probably fine. But what it does, it very much just, it's extremely predictable because what happens in it has happened in every other Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, I don't know.
Remember when it was cool when Sam Jackson was in Kill Bill because it was a cameo and everybody was like, oh shit, Sam Jackson. He hadn't been in there since Pulp Fiction. But now.
Yeah, he's in everything.
So we not only that, I asked on Facebook who the better director, who your favorite director was, and literally only one person took my side, and that was David Dillo. So thank you, David Dillo. Everyone else said Tarantino, and that's fine, because like I said, it's a preference thing. I didn't mean to make it sound like who's better. I just, who's your favorite?
Yeah.
But aside from them, who is your favorite director? And why is it M. Night Shyamalan?
Oh, no.
My God.
He did Airbender.
Dumb.
Yeah, for that reason. Like, okay, yeah, he's had a lot of terrible movies, but that one's very personal to me.
I know it is.
I'm a huge fan of The Last Airbender, and that movie was a dumpster fire.
That was one of the first instances I had ever heard someone refer to a movie like that as whitewashing.
They didn't necessarily whitewash it. They had so many other problems with that movie, like changing the pronunciation of names when it didn't. Because it's
But they did cast white actors in these roles, which I guess were supposed to be Asian?
Not all of, cause they even had the entire Earth Kingdom in that were all, the way they did it in the movie, I want to say they were all, Indian, maybe? Now,
okay, so refresh me on Avatar real quick.
Sure.
It takes place on Earth.
Ish.
Is it Earth?
It's an alternate universe.
Yeah.
So it's not Earth.
Not technically.
So there's no Japan or China.
No. The continents in the map is set up completely differently from Earth.
So when they say that they whitewash the characters, because that is a thing, look it up. Like that was a big argument, was that they whitewash these characters. These characters may never have been Asian to begin with because there was no Asia.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, a lot of them, you had the water tribes were from the North and South Pole.
Yeah.
Because this planet also apparently isn't very big. That where the Avatar takes place. She had the North and South Pole were the North and South Water Tribes. And if anything, they were Inuit, that kind of a race, I guess.
Mm.
You had the Earth Kingdom. They were probably the whitest people. You had, the Fire Nation would have probably been Japanese. And then you had the, Air Nomads, which were all monks.
Right.
So
Buddhist style.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
I mean, they were the air nomads. They lived very much a monk-style lifestyle.
So nowhere in that show did they say these people are Asian.
Yeah, no.
Or these people are of Asian descent.
Okay. No.
Dragon Ball. Another movie where they said, I'm moving into whitewashing, by the way.
Yeah.
Where they said they whitewashed Dragon Ball, because look at all these white characters.
Yeah.
Is Dragon Ball set on Earth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it set in Japan?
Parts of it, yeah.
Which character is from Japan? And is it Goku?
I don't think any of the characters technically are from Japan.
Because they were upset because Goku was white. Goku is from the planet Saiyan.
Yeah.
He's part monkey.
he technically is a monkey. Yes.
How is that whitewashing? I understand this is an Asian story, but when the character is from another planet.
And his son Goku is it starts with the whole
The Journey to the West.
Yeah.
But they took that story and they adapted it into this other thing where it's from another planet type thing.
Yes.
So Goku didn't have to be Asian.
Right.
Bulma, maybe? I don't know, because she was played by Emmy Rossum in the movie.
Yeah.
Who is very white.
Yes.
But is Bulma Asian?
See, it's difficult to tell because the way anime is drawn,
You can't go by her last name in any way, shape, or form.
At least Sailor Moon, their names are Usagi and Minako and stuff like that. Mm. But her name was Bulma Briefs.
Yeah, a lot of underwear names.
Not a very Asian sounding name.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So now we got Death Note. Here's why I wanted to talk about this. My friend, Nesto, good friend of mine, I did the fucking Trump thing again when I said it. God, I'm turning into Trump.
Please
I'm turning
don't.
Into Donald Trump.
No.
I have noticed that once you started mocking Trump, you actually started putting those hand motions
in. I adapted some of his mannerisms. That's terrible. But my friend Nesto, he posted this picture of all these different anime characters, and now, is it Light? From Death Note, the main character, Yagami, he's sitting there and they're like, oh, they whitewashed you too, huh? I really got pissed off about that because of the new Netflix series that's coming out. And I pointed out, I was like, no, when you adapt a foreign thing into an American setting, that's not whitewashing. That is adapting a story. Everyone does it. Japan adapts our stories into Japanese.
Yeah.
And with Japanese characters. Are they, I'm not going to say that. No, I'll say it. Are they yellow washing?
I think that's different because yellow washing is whitewashing is a thing.
Whitewashing is a thing. You know, it totally is, but not in this case. I don't think that. What do you think? Is this whitewashing? Because these characters are not named Light Yagami. They're not named Misako. It's Mia.
No.
And it's Light, Reynolds or something.
I mean, we even when we talked about it on a Nerd Up, like I called it an adaptation.
It is. It's an adaptation.
It's not one of those things. Like it's not set. It's the story of Death Note if it played out in
America. It's in Seattle
on the West Coast. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're making it so it's open to an audience that might not be into anime.
Yeah, and it's like it's exactly an adaptation. And one of the main characters, L, is played by an African American.
Yeah.
How is that whitewashing?
I mean, because they have various other races too. Like, I think there are Asian people cast and everything else.
Yeah.
It's not like, and again, it goes back to that whole thing of anime. Like, yes, they were, I'm pretty sure it was set in Japan.
It was, because the main character's name was Yagami. Like, it was literally in Japan.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah,
they had a big thing with the police and everything in
right.
it too.
So if they did this movie, or in Japan, and it was white characters in Japan doing it, maybe. I'll give it to you then. Especially if their names are still Yagami and stuff like that. Yeah. But this is an American adaptation of a Japanese creation. And it really upsets me. I don't like to use the term social justice warriors and snowflakes and stuff like that because those are stupid. But it really upsets me when people look for something where there is nothing. Like they're trying to create the fire just so they can see the smoke so they can complain about it. There's nothing here. There's no reason to bitch about this. This is just an adaptation. Every country does it. Get over yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I get the complaint.
That. Thank you.
Yeah. I get the complaint. And yeah, like I said, we even talked about that on air because we actually mentioned, like, you know, we had kind of the similar topic. Like, do we think it's whitewashing? And in this case, no, I don't think it is. They are adapting the story into another environment, which is fine. I had a thought and I've completely lost it. I don't know where I was going.
The whole whitewashing thing just kind of irritates me because there definitely is like movies that are whitewashed. Like absolutely. But like they complained about The Great Wall before it came out and said they were whitewashing with it. Every person in that movie was Asian except for Matt Damon and this one other guy who played foreigners who found themselves in China. That's not whitewashing either.
That's called people. They're not paying attention to the trailer properly.
I mean, they said the same thing about, like, a lot of people were worried that Mulan and Aladdin were going to be whitewashed as well.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And
too.
That's confirmed not the case.
Yeah.
Like, they are actually seeking out Middle Eastern actors.
Lindsay's grabbing the mic.
No, I'm just readjusting.
I thought you were like, Mulan and Aladdin.
No.
I'm up.
No.
Because we talked about those on Nerd Up, too.
No, yeah. You all know how I feel about all these lovely Disney live action. It's the stupid direct-to-DVD sequels all over again.
I love
Except much
Beauty
higher
and the Beast.
Quality.
But
it's still the same thing. They've already got Maleficent 2 on the list.
Hmm. Well,
yeah, they
you
need
know
to make
why?
Money.
The first one made
money.
Yeah, exactly.
Money. I know. The only one that's coming out that I honestly have maybe an inkling of interest is the Cruella de Vil one.
Yeah.
They did that movie. It had Glenn Close.
Yeah, so I don't get it.
But
they
this
did
is specifically Cruella.
Yeah, Hugh Laurie. He was the house.
I know.
but no, like, did you ever watch Jungle Book? Did you ever end up watching
it? Oh, yeah.
Jungle
it's on my
so
list
good.
Still.
Jungle Book's
it
pretty
was
good.
Amazing.
It's so good.
And that's all I've heard from everyone is that it's really good.
Dalton
I will
said,
watch it.
Dalton said that Beauty and the Beast was really good.
Yeah,
and I've
it
heard
is.
Nothing but good things about it, too. When it comes on DVD, I will watch it.
I don't get how Lion King's going to work. Because, like, Magara looks awesome in the Jungle Book. But there's also, like, Mowgli, who's the main character, which is an actual human. So you're just going to have, like,
it's him in front
Simba.
Of a green screen almost entirely.
Right. So,
see, and
yeah.
that's
but
what
like,
I don't
Simba's
get is they're doing
be
live
entire...
action. It's still going to be CG.
But
yeah,
it's
that's
CG
what...
live action.
So basically we're
no,
going to get an
the Lion King
movie.
Doesn't have any f***ing humans in it.
I know. Right.
So that's why I don't understand why they have to make that on CG. That makes no sense to me.
Because they want it to be...
Because they
want
to show how impressive their fucking CG is.
Because, I mean, to be fair, it's really impressive. Like, watching The Jungle Book.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah,
no.
What they did with Bagheera and Shere Khan. Like, oh.
Yeah.
You know the best part of that movie? Was
Baloo?
Idris Elba as Shere Khan.
Oh, yeah. No, that was awesome.
Fuck all. That Idris Elba is just awesome in general.
He is.
And
also.
Fucking Bill Murray.
Oh, God, Bill
I mean,
Murray.
I'll
yeah,
watch
Murray
The Lion King. Can we just make that the horror film? Because, I mean, you gotta watch Mufasa die, and that's sad as shit.
That's not scary, though.
Yeah, it is.
That's typical Disney trick number
freaking,
three.
The stampede, that's scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Whoopi Goldberg's scary.
Do what?
Whoopi Goldberg's scary. That's She's true. In that movie.
She is in that movie.
Shanzi.
Yeah, also Christopher Walken in Jungle Book.
As crazy as King Louie.
Was that Christopher Walken?
Yeah, he even sings a little song.
He does.
There's only
great.
Two songs
please
in the entire
movie. Please
tell
me he did better than the last musical that he was in where
Not
he phoned
really.
It in.
I mean, I wouldn't say he phoned this one in.
It's like the entire time you're listening to him, you're like, well, that's Christopher Walken. I can't pretend that's King Louie at this point.
But it's really enjoyable to me. I thoroughly enjoyed Christopher Walken as King Louie.
You know what Jungle Book also gave us?
What's that?
The worst Disney cartoon, Tailspin. Oh. Fucking come at me, Lindsay. Aww. Fucking come at me. Name a worse one.
I mean, Bonkers.
Oh, I liked Bonkers.
I liked Bonkers. I hated Bonkers.
Bonkers wasn't a Disney movie, though.
No, it wasn't.
Marsupilami.
Marsupilami.
I don't. Are you stroking right now?
No, I'm not.
What's happening?
I'm spitting out bad Disney afternoon cartoons.
Gummy Bears.
I liked Gummy Bears.
Like
Gummy
Care Bears
was the first Disney afternoon cartoon. Thank you.
The only thing I can think of with Gummy Bears now is that the Robot Chicken bit, yeah, where she starts singing the theme song.
And she has to eat her own legs off. Now that's dark as shit, Mandy. You should be asking if you could just watch that.
That was super dark. This gummy bear falls into a bear trap. The scream.
I'm a gummy bear.
That was a terrible scream.
I think that was terrifying enough.
No, I mean the one on the show. That was a good scream. Yeah. You definitely like.
Yeah, no, the one on the show was, I mean, that was still just like, oh God. I'm a gummy bear.
Oh, Tanner's messaging me still. Tanner, go away. I'm filming right now.
Filming.
We are not filming.
It's audio filming.
But anyway, I as good as Jungle Book was, and as good as I've heard Beauty and the Beast is, I still need to see it. I really want to. Might make that like a Tuesday night.
I will
$5
hold my true grudges until I start seeing trailers for these things.
I mean, you could just go full.
But it aggravates me so much because they get one thing that works and then they beat it like a dead horse.
So basically, Lindsay had an attachment to a previous movie. They've remade it now, and she already goes in with a grudge against it, and will probably not like it no matter what. That sounds familiar.
Dalton?
Hunter.
Ghostbusters. I don't ever talk to Hunter.
Ghostbusters.
Hunter's an amazing person. But to be fair, Hunter has openly said, and I take back what I said, because Hunter and Dalton both, they said that both Power Rangers and Ghostbusters were fine movies.
Yeah.
It's just not what they wanted.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Hunter ever said that Ghostbusters was a fine movie.
No, he was in here the other day and he said it was a fine movie. Like, it was fine for what it was. It was technically sound. It was not a bad movie. It's just something he couldn't get on board
Hashtag
with.
Not his Ghostbusters.
I still haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's really good.
I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just saying there's not a point in doing it. Make something original. Stop remaking everything.
See, that's the argument that they have with Death Note. People are like, why are you redoing Death Note?
It doesn't need to be done either.
Well, sure, but this is an English adaptation for people that don't like to watch Japanese things.
And that's fine.
Because you know people, like I know people.
I know.
That don't want to watch anime. If you say, let's watch this, and they go, oh, it's anime? I'm not watching that.
Believe me, I know. I was an animation major. We had our separations throughout the entire
I don't like anime. So I haven't watched Death Note.
You used to.
I used to, and they broke me.
I know.
They broke me bad.
Yeah, there's very little anime these days.
What if I bring Trigun back out?
That doesn't count. I've already seen it. You have to show me a new anime that doesn't suck. I didn't even like Ghost in the Shell. I said it.
Did you ever watch Attack on Titan?
No, because that looks goofy as shit.
Ah, it looks so good.
When I saw a clip from season 2, and this one motherfucker's just spinning around, and this giant thing is dancing around. I'm like, that looks...
It's good. He probably wouldn't like Seven Deadly Sins then, huh?
Almost certainly not.
I love that movie. With Morgan Freeman? Brad Pitt? That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
What's in the box, Mandy? What's in the box?
We're not going there.
She's never seen it.
No. Nope.
She doesn't know. Spoiler alert. Why it's his pregnant wife's head.
You.
Yeah. It's end of the movie.
Box. Is that the... I have seen that one.
With the seven deadly sins?
Yes. Yes.
At the end
have.
Of the movie, they arrest the guy.
Yeah, and there's a head in the box. Yeah, he just picks up... They're like in a desert?
What's in the box?
Yes, I've seen that.
That's his wife's head. And then he informs him that she was pregnant because he didn't know. Then he shoots him.
Yep.
Because fuck him.
Yes, I have seen that one.
Good. That's a good one. It's also disgusting.
Yes.
All right, we're out of time. We're going to be out of time. So, Mandy, when are you going to watch these movies for the folks?
When we can.
I would say we watch Evil Dead at night, but Jesse said it's too late.
Yeah.
Because you all have to get up early in the morning.
Yar.
Well, you two do. I don't. She doesn't.
Maybe Sunday night?
If we do it after Nerd Up, that's plenty of time.
Yeah. We could even maybe do it here. If everybody wants to watch, we make a movie night.
I'd be fine with that.
Because Evil Dead is a fine, fine movie. It's one of the few remakes that actually got it right. Even like Bruce Campbell and Sam Raimi are like, yeah, it's a better film than what we did with our like $2,000 budget. Yeah. But there is a scene in the original Evil Dead, as goofy as it is, and it always bothers me, where this girl is walking and they grab this pencil and stabs it into her, right next to her ankle. Oh. And you literally see the pencil go into the flesh and blood start coming out, and it still fucks with me this time. So. You're going to love the new Evil Dead, though. Do you like tongues being split in half?
Not really.
I mean, you showed her the Red Band trailer.
Yeah, she got to see a lot of like the
Did you not
see
me like behind Hunter's head when we watched Grave Encounters half the time?
I did.
You sat next to me.
But then you said on this show that it didn't really bother you, it wasn't for you. And then right after you told the story about how you were so scared that your lights were on that you had to have Jesse talk to you until you verified there were no ghosts in your apartment.
This is just because it was creepy. I just don't like the way it was filmed in a documentary like thing.
What would you do?
I mean, the creepy parts of the people that you actually see.
They're building up to it. They're building up. Something.
Yeah. There was a lot of build up in Grave Encounters. Yeah. I will
it's
give
a slow
it that.
Burn.
Like it's yeah. it once it gets going though.
Yeah. Ooh.
What would you do if you saw a real ghost? Would you be scared?
Well, to be fair, when I was with my friend Kevin and we were hanging out watching a movie, he said his house was haunted and we were chilling on the bed with a fan above it and it was going one direction and it just literally stopped. Like we didn't ever get up and then it started spinning the other way. And it was really creepy. And so I was like, we're going to go sit on the couch on that side of the room now, okay?
And then his shirt started chafing him and he had to take it off?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a Simpsons reference. Never mind. It's just me.
So, I mean, that was kind of creepy.
It.
Thank you.
Sorry, buddy. I've watched a lot of Simpsons. But
you should
be
here for Terrifying Tana Thursday this year. So that way, which you will be because it's Thursday.
Well.
Tanner won't be. Actually, he might be because there's things happening. He might. Well, I'll save it. Let him tell you about it. We got to get out of here. thank you, Mandy, for playing along. And we'll film you watching Evil Dead.
Okay.
And then I'm the literal. We'll film the whole thing. And then we'll chop it up into a best of. And we'll put that on YouTube.
Or we can just live it, I guess.
Live stream it?
Yeah, whichever the people want. Like, I'm here for the people.
You are. You're the people's champ. Like we live stream Dalton playing PT. Yeah,
but Michael suggested that on mine to play a scary game or Krista, and I'd be down for that.
Okay, this is what I don't understand. You are down for playing Resident Evil 7 in VR.
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you kidding me? You're going to fucking die.
I played a lot of Resident Evil games.
Not like this.
No.
No, this one's so different.
Yeah, Resident Evil 7 ain't not, it's first person.
I don't know why, but a game does not seem as threatening as a movie.
Okay.
I know.
Bet.
It's the Kennedy mentality.
I don't know. For me, like, it's very much the opposite.
Yeah. I can do a movie just fine, but when it's right in front of me and I'm looking around, like, I barely got through PT.
I was about to say, PT was one of those things, like, I got more scared at PT than I have at any movie I've ever watched.
Agreed. We were terrified.
We'll have
that.
To do a
have
test
you played
then.
PT?
No. No. The only VR I ever used was when Stephen
this
brought
wasn't,
it over.
This isn't even VR.
This was that demo that came out a while ago.
Oh, and you walk around
Silent
that
Hills?
Hallway like 8,000 fucking
times?
Wait,
did times? You watch a playthrough?
No.
Did you play it?
No, yeah, we played it when I was with Nate. Me, Nate, and our friend Josh was over there. And then Steven came over. Mesmer.
Hmm.
We played it.
And did it scare you?
No.
Bullshit. Because there was 8 people there, and you were all probably drinking and doing coke and stuff. And no, you're not scared.
doing coke.
All right, we're out of here. We'll be back on
I don't
Sunday
do coke!
With Sunday with Nerd Up, Jesse.
Yeah.
It'd be a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
All right. Real quick, I want to mention once again, I still don't have anything written up for this, but I meant to. Our good friend J.R. Davis.
Yes.
Go to, let me find the website again real quick. Because basically, J.R. wants to play with Metallica.
Please do it. This is a local band that I film with and do photography a lot. So it would be amazing to see a band I work with go far.
And he's a good friend of ours.
And he's a good
friend. Featured on the PZ85 page, Eurydice.
Yes. Yes. And J.R. has been on the show before.
Yes.
He has a couple times. But once you go to 1057thepoint.com.
I was right.
Go to their contests and vote for J.R. You can vote for Eurydice every day.
Yep.
Once a day.
Once every 24 hours.
Emails to vote for him. Please do. We really want to help our friend out. He's a great band.
Yes.
Eurydice is a great band. So please do that. We'll see you on Sunday. Have a great weekend, guys. And if you're going to watch one movie this weekend, watch. You pick.
Inception.
Of all the movies. Doctor Strange. That's one.
Or Doctor Strange. Or Beauty and the Beast.
You pick a movie that people have watched this weekend.
Rogue One.
No.
Fuck.
Fuck you guys.
Just fucking watch Rogue One.
Fuck them out. We're out. Fuck it.